Bedtime Bites presents Grandpa's Magic Storybook. Once upon a time, in a cozy little house at the end of Whispering Willow Lane, there lived a curious girl named Nellie. Nellie had bouncy brown curls and a smile that could light up the darkest room. Every night, she looked forward to bedtime, but not because she was tired. Oh no. Nellie loved bedtime, because that's when Grandpa would come to read her a story. Grandpa was tall and jolly, with a fluffy white beard and twinkling eyes that held secrets of magical adventures. He always brought his special storybook, a large leather-bound tome with golden clasps and shimmering pages. Nellie thought it was the most beautiful book in the world. One evening, as Nellie snuggled under her rainbow quilt, Grandpa settled into the old rocking chair beside her bed. He opened the storybook, and to Nellie's amazement, tiny sparkles floated out from between the pages. "Grandpa," Nellie gasped, "the book is sparkling." Grandpa chuckled, his belly shaking like jelly. "That's because this is no ordinary book, my dear. It's a magic storybook, and tonight we're going on an adventure together." Nellie's eyes widened with excitement as Grandpa began to read. Once upon a time, there was a lonely little star named Twinkle. Suddenly, Nellie felt a gentle tugging sensation. She looked down and realized she was floating. Before she could say a word, she and Grandpa were pulled right into the book's pages. They found themselves in a vast, dark sky filled with twinkling stars. Nellie giggled as she floated weightlessly beside her grandfather. "Look, Grandpa, we're in space." Grandpa nodded, pointing to a small, dim star nearby. "And there's Twinkle. Let's go say hello." As they floated closer, Nellie saw that Twinkle wasn't just dim. He looked sad. His light flickered weakly, barely visible among the brighter stars around him. "What's wrong, Twinkle?" Nellie asked gently. The little star sighed. "I'm not bright like the other stars. No one ever notices me, and I feel so alone up here." Nellie's heart filled with compassion. She remembered how she felt on her first day of preschool when she didn't know anyone. "I understand how you feel, Twinkle. But you know what? You're special just the way you are." Grandpa nodded in agreement. "That's right, Twinkle. Every star has its own unique light, just like every person has their own special qualities." Twinkle's light flickered a little brighter. "Really? You think I'm special?" "Of course," Nellie exclaimed. "Your soft light is perfect for when the night gets too bright, and I bet you'd be great at hide and seek." Twinkle giggled, his light growing stronger. "I never thought of it that way before." Just then, they heard a rumbling sound. A big, grumpy-looking cloud named Thunderbolt came rolling by, covering up all the stars with his dark, puffy body. "Oh no," cried the other stars. "Now no one will be able to see us shine." But Nellie had an idea. "Twinkle, this is your chance to show how special you are. Your soft light can guide the way through Thunderbolt." Encouraged by Nellie's words, Twinkle took a deep breath and concentrated hard. His light grew stronger and stronger until it pierced right through Thunderbolt's cloudy body. The other stars cheered as Twinkle's light showed them the way. Even Thunderbolt was impressed. "I've never seen a star shine through me before," he rumbled in amazement. From that day on, Twinkle was known as the bravest star in the sky. He made friends with all the other stars, and even Thunderbolt became a close pal, often visiting to play cloud peekaboo. As the story came to an end, Nellie felt another gentle tug. In the blink of an eye, she and Thinwool